Dan Patrick and Leticia Vandepute went head-to-head last night in their only debate in the race to be the state's next lieutenant governor. The Austin debate showcased their wide differences on nearly every issue. The two Texas senators were substantive yet civil. Republican Dan Patrick is considered the frontrunner. He staked out a tough position to increase border security. Democrat Leticia Vandepute took aim at what she called his harsh stance.
I would make sure that our local law enforcement officers have the tools that they need to get the job done. You see, it's the local law enforcement officers that can arrest those that would want to come and sell your teenager's drug. Those local leaders have asked for help, but what doesn't help is when harsh rhetoric and the politics of fear damage a region.
Vandepute said border leaders blame Patrick for hurting the local economy. He countered, saying businesses back his campaign.
You know, I've heard her talk about this harsh rhetoric. Maybe you're talking about something like this, that the public health crisis could quickly be upon us if we don't face the reality that immigrants often carry invisible diseases. Is that what you're talking about? That maybe tuberculosis, measles, and hepatitis are serious potential coming across the border. Is that what you're talking about? Is harsh?
As for students who are here because their parents crossed the border illegally, Patrick took aim at the state's DREAM Act, which lets immigrants pay in-state tuition rates. Vandepute wrote the bill to help those wanting to attend college, and Governor Rick Perry signed it into law.
If there was only one seat left at a university and two students had the equal GPA, equal SAT, and the choice was between an American student and someone who was not a legal citizen of our country, who would get the seat? I don't know how my opponent would answer it, but it's just a question of fairness.
Vandepute said Patrick's was a misleading question.
Dan Patrick hasn't read the bill. This is not about admissions. This is about what you pay in tuition. Other Republican candidates don't agree with you, Senator Patrick. They know that the hardworking students who have earned the chance to pay the same and to probably one day they want to serve in our military, they should be given that chance.
Vandepute also took a shot at Patrick on tax cuts.
Dan is the only Republican that I know that wants to increase your sales taxes. He calls it a tax swap, but in all actuality, it's just tooth fairy tax policy. Who would want to raise taxes on our businesses? And he wants to raise your taxes, but he won't release his.
Patrick said his financial disclosure report provides more information than his tax returns. Then he said his tax proposal is a way to pay for education while reducing property taxes that currently fund it.
It's not a tax swap. What it is lowering your property taxes. If we add it, a penny or 2 pennies to the sales tax, we can generate enough money to lower your property taxes even more. We have about 4.5 million homeowners in Texas, and they're carrying the burden of the entire state on their back.
Patrick also disagreed with Vandepute on abortion rights. She supports abortions in the case of rape or incest. He doesn't. In a rare instance of agreement, however, they were on the same side of an education policy. Both argued for fewer mandatory tests to graduate from high school. It had been 15. Patrick supported the drop to 5, the current state law. Vandepute wants it lowered even more, to 3. Here are more numbers. Texas voters will pick one of these two as the next lieutenant governor. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.